Did I choose to become a Federer fan, or was the process involuntary? Although it's more romantic to depict myself as having no real say in the matter, there was a time early on when I think things could have gone either way. In this regard, becoming a fan is like falling in love. Before the headlong plunge, there's often a period of indeterminacy, when the outlines of the thing you're feeling, this new fascination, remain unclear. At this stage, you're still a free agent. You can draw back or push on, cling to your independence, or submit. Opt for the latter, and you'll soon relinquish all decision-making capability. But until that happens, a degree of agency is involved. For the first year or so after my Shanghai revelation, this was how things were with Federer. I'd been enchanted, bewitched by his brilliance, but I hadn't yet been utterly ensnared.